Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. How are you today? Let's see if I am live. I am live. Oh, it's a miracle. Somebody tell me, if anybody is watching on Facebook, if I am showing up right side up. Okay, just somebody just let me know. So thank you. I am Colleen Van Der Zijden. This is Embracing Your Essence on Lilydale Radio. I'm a registered medium at Lilydale, and I'm also a certified life coach. And I'm very happy to be here with you today. We had some technical difficulties last week, so I'm hoping everything is good. So people who might be watching on Facebook, if anybody could just let me know if I am right side up. My iPad told me to turn and face in a different direction. So if you could let me know, that would be so awesome. Okay. Apparently, good evening, you are sideways. Yes, thank you. And so is your comments. So I'm going to turn up and see if I can't figure this out. I don't know what is going on lately with my technology. Let's see what we can do, people. Thank you for putting up with me as I try to fix this problem. I don't understand what's happening to me lately. Okay, that's not going to work. Okay, I'm going to have to make shift again. Oh, my goodness, isn't this horrendous? What can I do? There's something wrong with my whole setup here. Ever since my computer won't log into Facebook anymore to go live, we are in trouble. Anybody listening on Blog Talk, I'm so sorry that I am going on and on about this. Hold on, I have to find something to keep the camera here. It's perfect now. Yes, it'll be even more perfect in a minute. I have to get some paper. Oh, so sorry. You guys are so patient, so wonderful. Hold on. Now I'm going to be crooked. Okay, just be patient 2 seconds. I'm so sorry. I'm here to look at my ceiling for 2 seconds, okay? It's just, what can I tell you? I have no idea what's happening, but every day it's something new. So anyway, I'll talk while I'm getting my camera ready. So I'm Colleen Van Der Zijden at Lilydale, and as you can see, we are live on Facebook. Right now you're looking at my ceiling, but that's okay. It works. We will see me in a minute, I think. Oh, hold on. I think I've switched it around. Oh, my goodness. I have no idea what's happening. Now you're seeing the other way. Oh, this is going to kill me right now. Nice to see you. Yeah, can you see me? That's the thing. I don't think you can because I can't see me. You are seeing my living room. I am so sorry. This is really bad. Hold on a second. I'm going to sign out and I'm going to come back in. Okay. Blog Talk people, I'm so sorry. I don't know. This has been one issue after another with this camera and new things going on. Oh, poopers, that's not working either. Oh my gosh, this is ridiculous. So Blog Talk people, thank you for joining in, even though you can't see what's happening right now. I'm having all sorts of technical difficulties yet again. I appreciate your patience as I deal with this stuff. It's ridiculous. I don't even know what to tell you. So let's hope I'm going to have an amazing show once I get this thing all organized here. Won't that be something else? I think so. Okay, we're going for it again. Let's see what happens. Ah, yes. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. Oh, my goodness. Okay, what's going on there? Okay. One more try. Hello, people. Here I am again. I may have somehow logged out of Blog Talk, so I do not know what's happening. I do not understand any of this. I don't know why I'm having such difficulties, but here I am again. Hold on. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if it could things be any more difficult this evening here as I'm trying to get my computer to work and get my stuff going. Oh, hello, people. Here I am again. I'm having difficulties all over the place. It is amazing to me. It is amazing. So we are going to, again, make do. I don't understand what's happening with my technology this week. But you know what? Considering what I'm talking about, you know, dealing with our problems, this is just going to be a perfect story when I'm all done here. So let's hope this camera stays right where it is right for this second and we can do this show. I may have lost the Blog Talk people, but if I did, I'm so sorry. I'm just having struggles. I don't know. Apparently Spirit has decided it needs to be tougher for me than it should be. So here we are. This is Lily Dale Radio. I am Colleen VanderZeiden. The name of the show is called Embracing Your Essence. It's Lily Dale Radio. Hi, Joanna. You're in Sarasota. I'm going to Florida next week. I can hardly wait. So I'm not really plugged in, so I'm taking my mic off. Sorry for having to have you watch me with all of my technical problems. I am a medium at Lily Dale. You can connect with me at psychicmediumcolleen.com, colleenvanderzeiden.com, and you can also connect with Lily Dale, lilydaleassembly.org. I'll get those things out of the way because the way my technology is going, who knows how long I'll be here. I'm doing this. I'm just going to get right to the topic because I have wasted enough time trying to figure out what is wrong with my technology. Today, what I am going to talk about today is handling our problems. Isn't that a great idea, especially given the circumstances that I'm having? And I'm still having problems. Oh, my gosh. Well, we'll just do the best we can here. So what I want to talk about, you know how sometimes we have those problems that we have these situations in our lives that are just so difficult, so challenging. And we sometimes feel like we're out of control. We don't know what to do to fix them. We don't know how to feel better. And so I wanted to talk about a strategy that you can use to help you get back in your power. And it's called Accept and Redirect. So I'm just going to talk about this a little bit and tell you a couple stories. Lots of times when we have a situation that's out of our control, for example, my technological issues, we can feel stressed and unhappy, overwhelmed, all sorts of things happening in our lives. And many times what that is we are resisting the circumstances. We are resisting what's happening, and we feel powerless to change them. And yes, there are situations in our lives that we are powerless to change. They are out of our control. And there are other times we can change things, but many times we cannot. But what we can do is change our responses to these circumstances. We can change how we react, we respond, what we think. Many times when we're resisting the situation, we are keeping ourselves in emotional pain. We just keep worrying. We think about the problem over and over again, and it can really upset us. So what we can do is we can make a choice to accept the situation. We can change that response when we do that. And when we do it, we reclaim our power. And as a bonus, we actually will feel better. So once we move into acceptance, we have reclaimed our power. Spiritually, we are here to live our lives as fully and completely as possible. We are here to experience our lives. We have as much joy and as much meaning as possible. And when these problems and challenges bring us down, we're not really living the spiritual life we came here to live. And I don't want to make it sound like I'm dismissing the problems we have in our lives as, you know, ignore them or something. No, you know, I'm always talking about make sure we feel our emotions and all of that. But we can use these challenges, these situations, to learn more about ourselves and strengthen our spiritual connection to our soul. We can actually do this. Now, this strategy, accept and redirect. It's a two-part strategy. Now, with this, you always have a choice in how you respond to things. So I'm going to tell you a story about a time I was on an airplane. I was, well, getting ready to go on an airplane, and I was going to fly to Philadelphia and then catch a flight from Philadelphia to go to Liverpool, England, because my daughter was studying abroad for a semester, so I was going to visit. So I got on the plane in Buffalo, and I'm seated in about the fourth row or so, and I'm next to this man, and he's not the friendliest man in the world. He definitely seemed preoccupied, but that was okay. I didn't really need to be doing any chit-chat. And so he's there. There's not that many people on the plane, maybe 40 or so. It was a smaller plane. And so as we're waiting to take off, they come out and they said that some people, we needed people to change and move to the back of the plane to help distribute the weight better. So I went and I moved myself to the back of the plane. So I went back, and a couple other people went back as well. And I ended up sitting next to this woman who was very nice and friendly, and she was a little bit of a nervous flyer. So we got on the plane, we're taking off, and we're just, you know, as you know how you start that plane and it's starting to go up really fast all of a sudden. So we're sitting there, and the plane, all of a sudden, you know, it's getting ready to take off. But instead of taking off, the brakes are applied, and we swerve, and then we come to a stop out on the runway. And my seatmate was very nervous flyer. She was definitely very concerned before we even took off, and now more so. So now we're heading back to the gate, and everybody's looking out the window to see if we can see what happened, why we've stopped, and we can't really see anything. So we get back, we go inside, and of course they tell us, oh, it's no big deal. It's just a mechanical issue. It won't take long, but everybody gets in line, right? Everybody gets in line, try to find a new flight. So I join them. I get in line. There is no other option for me. If I miss this flight, I will miss my Philadelphia connection, and that is the only flight they have that day. So I thought, well, okay, you know, what can you do? Now, this I decided to be patient and to just kind of go with the flow. And this was after I started my spiritual journey. Before my spiritual path, I would have resisted this situation. I would have not wanted to go with the flow. I would have been complaining and whining and everything. But in this case, I'm sitting there and I'm just waiting. And I'm talking to my seatmate, the last woman I had talked to. The man I had spoken to previously, who I sat next to originally, he was the manager of a rock band, and he was heading back to Los Angeles, and he really had to get back there, according to him. So I'm watching the people in line, and this manager gets up there and talks to the person behind the desk and is really rude to that person, you know, basically yelling at her, telling her she's incompetent, she doesn't know what she's doing, and I'm just kind of watching this a little bit amused because I'm thinking, you know, what kind of person are you? And he gets out of line and he looks at me. And since we'd already had a couple conversations, he looks at me and he goes, "Why are you so happy?" And I said, "Well, you know, I'm sure things will work out, you know." And he says, "No, they're incompetent. She's rude. She doesn't know what she's doing." And I responded, "She's doing the best she can. You know, the plane, if the plane has a problem, the plane has a problem. I would much rather abort a flight on the ground than in the air. It could be much worse in the air." And he just looked at me and made this horrible face and then just walked away. So we just started laughing, you know, about this because this guy was having a little bit of a moment. Oh, that's cool. So before my path, like I said, I would have resisted the situation. I would have been really complaining. I would have been catastrophizing, making it all worse. You know, how am I going to let my daughter know that I'm not on the flight? How am I going to let her know what's happening? What if I don't get on the next flight? What will happen? I'm going to lose a whole day. It would have gone on and on and on in my head. But at that time, I made that conscious choice to respond in a different way. I was like, I'm just going to do it differently. And originally, before I was on the path, I would have responded with a lot more of fear and not dealing with the uncertainty very well. But in consciously accepting the situation, and then I redirected my thoughts, I chose a different response. It helped me stay in my power. It helped me stay calmer. I had a lot more fun. The person I sat next to, the lady I sat next to, we are still in touch to this day. We ended up having a great time together. We just hung out there and we chatted and we talked about all sorts of things, and it was so much fun. So you always have a choice in how you're responding to things. You have a choice. Okay, I'm touching my computer, so hopefully I'm not wrecking anything. You have a choice in how you respond to everything. There are different ways that you can move into that mindset of acceptance, because sometimes people really struggle to accept a situation, a problem that we're experiencing. And, you know, we all have different levels of problems and challenges. Some of them are, minute, you know, small, you know, a flat tire, or my technical problems are really on the small side, even though they're irritating to me. Then we have the bigger problems, you know, where something much more traumatic or dramatic happened as well. And when we have these problems, it is very natural for us to resist the change, resist the situation. We don't want to do that. We want to avoid pain, so we naturally just resist. It's just how we are. It's really kind of a habit, I think, and a self-protective feature that we have. But a very effective way to shift into acceptance is to notice if you are looking for one particular outcome. I have a cat, okay? Looking for one particular outcome, and so frequently we are. We are attached to a certain specific outcome. And when we're attached to a certain outcome, it actually limits ourselves. It limits us from being open to other opportunities. It limits us from looking at different options. It limits our ability to move into a different perception where we feel better. It can limit the emotional responses. It can limit our actions. It limits so much when we are focused on one thing. If we're focused on one thing to that extent, it means what we're doing is we are actually resisting what's happening. We're not having a clear vision. We're not seeing. And when I feel badly about something, if I feel badly about something, I'm going to play with that a little bit and try to find out, pay attention to that emotion, and find out if I'm resisting something, if I'm attached to a certain outcome. For my aborted flight, I could have been attached to having to be on that very plane that day at that time. That would have been my ideal solution, right? That's my ideal solution. But if that is the only outcome I'm looking at, then I'm going to be miserable, like that band manager person was. I won't see that there's other options. I won't be able to get out of my emotions because I'm stuck, focused on the fact that I don't have what I want, and I want that. So fortunately, I did not do that, and instead I surrendered and accepted the situation. We've talked about surrendering in the past, and surrendering is all it really is consciously understanding that there are certain things you have no control over. You don't have control. So why bother to worry? Surrender means that you're giving up control and you're moving into that acceptance. So if you think, if you're having an issue, a problem, and you can recognize that you are attached to one specific outcome, then that is huge right there. If you can realize that's what's happening, then it's so much easier to accept the situation and move on. I had a client a while ago whose relationship had ended, and in her mind, the only acceptable solution was that they would get back together. That was the only solution. No matter what I said, I could not open her eyes to help her look at it from any other perception. She was definitely focused on that one outcome, and she was in misery. It was horrible. Because she was stuck on that one outcome, there was no way she was going to be able to move forward. Absolutely no way. Because until she accepted the situation, she's stuck. You have to accept whatever's happening in order to move forward. That's just the way it is. So when you are accepting something, that doesn't mean you're powerless. That doesn't mean that you're giving up. And I've talked about that in terms of surrendering in the past as well. Surrendering and accepting doesn't mean you're giving up. That doesn't mean you go, oh, never mind, I'll just deal with it, you know, whatever. No, it means you recognize there's a problem, but you're going to try to figure out a way to move forward so that you can be happier. So you're not stuck in those negative emotions, being stuck in that, being attached to one outcome or whatever it is that's stopping you from moving forward. For my trips, my plane trips, yes, I did want my desired outcome. Yes, I wanted to get on that plane. But, and the worrying and the complaining would have kept me in that, being focused on that one outcome, and I would have been stuck in those negative emotions. I would have been miserable. But detaching from that one outcome allowed me to see that I'm going to get there no matter what. At some point, I will get there. It may not be when I want it to be, but my true goal is to get there, which helps me move into that acceptance. It also helps me move into looking at it from a different perspective, such a better perspective. Instead of resisting it, I'm not allowing myself to step into those negative emotions and stuff. After we accept, then we move into the redirecting, accept and redirect. For some reason, I keep having these two phrase things lately, and they're kind of fun. I like them. Accept and redirect. So after this, you intentionally redirect your thoughts. You've chosen to accept the situation, and you're also choosing now to look at it from a different angle. You're being open. You're allowing different opportunities, options to come to you. That affects my response. It'll affect your response as well, how you respond, how you handle the situation. When I redirect my thoughts, I move into the belief that I'm going to trust that everything happens just the way it's supposed to, that it's going to work out the way I want it to in a different way. So I'm looking at the long term. For my plane thing, because it's always a fun story, this one, because it was kind of scary when they aborted the flight, but when I redirected my thoughts, I brought myself to the idea, that idea I mentioned previously, that it's so much better if a plane aborts on the ground than in the air. Isn't that so much better? I do not want to be in a plane in the air that decides all of a sudden we need to be on the ground really fast, or we're going to get on the ground really fast. I don't want to be in that situation. So that really helped me. By accepting the whole thing, it helped me recognize that this is a good solution. This is a good outcome. It's okay. So for that, the rest of my story, because I should finish the story for you, we sat around, we had fun. Most people got booked on other flights. I did not. My friend Patty, the lady I was sitting next to, she did not get booked on other flights. Time was going by. I started to feel that nerves. Oh, no, the worry started to come in, and I was like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. They finally said we were going to board, and I'm figuring it out in my head. Yes, I'm going to make it just in time. Well, I did make it just in time, and I literally ran through the Philadelphia airport, literally ran through. I never ran so fast in my life. And I got to the gate, and they said, hello, Colleen, and welcomed me to the plane and immediately took off. They had been waiting for me to arrive. And so that was really a blessing, wasn't it? And then I ended up having a great trip. Now, the manager, the not nice person, he actually didn't make the flight. He didn't make his connecting flight. I have no idea what happened to him after that. Now, I have to say, too, this has been one of my better stories over time, because it illustrates to me how far I've come on my spiritual path in my reactions to certain situations, but also the story of between the manager person I sat next to, who wasn't the nicest person, and then this other person, Patty, who was a lovely person, and how the universe puts those people there to illustrate a point. So life challenges, the life situations we have, are all there to help us learn, to help us grow, to help us become our best, most awesome self. Now, with these life challenges, accept and redirect your thoughts. Choose a different response. You can choose a different outcome for yourself. You can do all sorts of things. Now, I'm going to look at the comments for a minute. And again, I'm apologizing to you all again for my setup. The technology gods have decided to make this a little bit tougher for me in the last couple of weeks. But I will find a solution because that's who I am. So, yes, the savior can sit next to a passenger might have been carrying that disease. Yes, I don't want that. Yes, surrender is a great word, isn't it? So thank you for watching, everybody. And if you've just joined, this is Lily Dell Radio. I'm Colleen Vanderzijden. The name of the show is called Embracing Your Essence. It's all about you, how you respond, how you live, who you are as a person. And you can connect with me at ColleenVanderzijden.com or PsychicMediumColleen.com. And if you haven't followed me yet on my Facebook page, please do so, Colleen Vanderzijden, medium and intuitive life coach. And follow Lilydale while you're at it, Lilydale Assembly Incorporated on Facebook. And I did see that on the Facebook page for Lilydale, they are now adding events for the summer. I noticed a few there, not a lot. So there are some there, so you can start checking. I'll be teaching a couple workshops this summer, one called Empowered Empath, July, I think, 23rd. And then I'm also teaching a grief workshop to help people handle grief. And I will be having a radio show coming up on grief in the week or two. I've got a couple things I need to work out in my head first before I do it for you. But we are going to be doing a grief workshop, how to handle it, and the processes and procedures for that. Hi, Mom. Nice to see you. I should give you a call before I go to Florida. Yes, I know. I wondered if I was in a Mercury retrograde, but apparently there isn't one. So it's just the technology gods getting me. So back to the information. So check out Lilydale. You can see what's coming. Ashley, I'm working towards becoming an end-of-life doula, and that grief workshop would be perfect. Yes, you mentioned that before, didn't you? I do want to talk to you at some point. At some point, we need to like connect because I want to hear about that. How that works. Yes, the grief workshop is good because sometimes, always, when we are in grief, we are resisting it, aren't we? And that leads me back into my topic of accept and redirect. But with grief, we must never ignore or avoid the emotions. We must not do that. So that is something I'm not going to get into the grief now because that's for later. But yes. But you do move into an acceptance, don't you? Acceptance doesn't mean that life is going to go on the way it used to be. It just means you're in a new place now. That's what it means. So this works for every situation you could possibly have. So accept and redirect, no matter what it is. You can choose an interpretation of the situation that keeps you stuck in the negative, in the emotions, in the complaining, in the worrying, in the stressed outness. You can choose that interpretation that disempowers you, or you can interpret it in a different way, like I did with my airplane, better to abort on the ground. And then that helps me to redirect. So if you have a situation and a problem, we're going to reframe the issue. We're going to reframe things. You're consciously going to change the situation. So let's see. One of my favorite strategies, and I'm just going to go there because it's one of my favorites, and I like to share my good stuff. Florida, Julie, too. Yes. Yeah. Yay, Julie. So one of my favorite strategies is I call the what if strategy. Now, of course, when we think of what if, the first thing we do is what if this, like I would have done with my airplane. What if I don't get on that plane? Then this is going to happen. That's going to happen. This is going to happen. It's going to be horrible, blah, 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 blah. So you choose a different what if, though. You go for a positive perspective in every situation, not negative. It doesn't have to be true necessarily, just a positive. I may have mentioned this in the past, but I will mention it again because it's a good story, too. I have a lot of good stories. This what if started for me when I was dropping my daughter off at dance lessons when she was about 7 or 8 years old. And we were on a one-way road. And so when she got out of the car, I just parked the car. She got out. She walked in front of my car. And then she did not look. She looked the direction she should have looked for a one-way road. But she didn't look both ways. And so she proceeded to run across the road, and a car was coming the wrong way down the one-way street and stopped literally 3 inches from her. I mean, it was beyond close. There was no time to react. Sorry, I'm not coughing. So There was no time to react to this. She looked at me, I looked at her, we looked at the driver, and then she just kept running. So then that day, of course, I went into what if she had been hit by the car? So when I did that, I immediately reframed that situation to help me move into a state of gratitude, to help me process what was a very scary situation so that I could not get stuck in that and go and say, oh my God, she almost got hit by a car. She could have been killed. I could have done all those negative what ifs. Instead, I went the other way. What if she had been killed? Yeah, is negative, but I did it on purpose to turn me around so that I could appreciate that, yes, she's still here. Yes, she's not hurt. Yes, I didn't have to go to the hospital. Yes, yes, yes. So I got all these positives. And then I have used that for so many situations since, whenever something doesn't work out the way I want it to. And so, or something's gone the wrong way, whatever. Walking into my Lilydale house, I told this story, I'll just mention it very briefly, and the water pipes had broke. And I'm watching this gigantic waterfall come down. But because the ceiling collapsed and all this stuff came down, I got to see that there was an outlet way above the insulation. Something was plugged into it, and it wasn't plugged in well. It could have started a fire. So it was very fortunate that I had that waterfall, because the house could have burned down. If your house burns down, Lilydale, most of Lilydale might go. So that's another what if. So you could... I had a client once a long time ago who wanted the perfect job. She just so wanted this perfect job. And she ended up getting the perfect job. And then it turned out not to be the job she thought it was. They had lied to her. They had misled her about the job. It was a horrible situation. The people were not nice at all. And she got a job after that. And she said the contrast was amazing. But she had said, if she had known that she how bad the situation was going to be, she wouldn't have wanted it so much. So later, I had another client who wanted the perfect job, and they were so upset when they didn't get it. And I said, you know what? I had another client, blah, blah. What if you got that job and it wasn't what they had promised? So you can shift your out of your disappointment, out of your attachment to that one outcome that you thought was going to be perfect, but maybe it wasn't going to be perfect. So maybe when you don't get that job, it's really God protecting you from a bad situation. So I like to use my little what if for that, to move myself into looking whatever's happening from a positive perspective. Years ago, I was in a car accident. I broke my collarbone and I couldn't play my violin for a few months. So the Erie Philharmonic, where I perform with them fairly regularly, they were doing one of my most favorite pieces, and I could not play on it because I couldn't play my violin, and I was so disappointed. And I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite pieces. I don't know when we'll do it again, and, you know, on and on. And my daughter, being the wise one she is, threw my what if back at me. Well, Mom, what if you went? What if you were driving down there and something happened while you were driving? What if you were on stage and something fell down from the ceiling and hit you on the head? What if? And she started giving me all these really crazy scenarios, but it made me recognize that, yes, this is what it is. So it helps me move into that state of acceptance, which is so very important when we have any problem, any challenge at all. So that is what I wanted to talk about tonight. Accept and redirect. No matter what you've got going on, find a way to accept what's happening. Ask yourself, are you resisting the situation? You probably are, because when we have a negative reaction, emotional reaction to something, we're usually resisting it, which is okay because you're figuring it out. Eventually you will move into that acceptance one way or another. You're going to get there. If you can consciously ask yourself about it, you can get there a little bit faster. Doesn't always make it easier, but you can get there a little bit faster. Resistance will keep us in that emotional pain. It'll keep us stuck, and we really need to move past that. Check and see if you have that one outcome that you're really, really dying for. I notice whenever I start getting attached to something, whether it's good, bad, whatever, anything, I usually take a little step back now. Even with the, you know, I'm going to Florida next week, And even with that, I was getting kind of excited and anticipating, and I started thinking, don't get too attached, because when something happens, you know, let's just, you know, just go with it day by day. It'll be fine. So accepting and redirecting will help you reclaim your power. It will help you actually be living the spiritual life you're supposed to be living, living as the spiritual being where you're happy as you can be, but you're healthfully, I don't think that's the right word, but you know what I mean, healthfully moving through your challenge and your problem and being able to live your life fully and completely. Now, Blog Talk people, if anybody is listening on Blog Talk, my computer has apparently shut down, so I cannot see you, so I cannot take callers, because I did see a couple people actually had called in, even though I haven't announced numbers in ages. So Blog Talk people, I'm sorry, we're technical issues all over the place. Mick is saying, enjoy the journey as it unfolds. Yes. And I'm not saying, of course, everybody, that not to anticipate things, not to hope for things. Keep it there, but don't be so attached that if the universe provides you with a different opportunity, a different perspective, that you can't move into that and learn from it as well. So make sure you're giving yourself that openness, I guess we'll say, that openness to be allowing the universe to lead you where you need to go. Because the universe will lead you exactly where you need to go. It's amazing how that works. The universe will take you on the path you need to go. So let me see. I'm just checking my notes. I do have a couple notes to make sure I told you everything. Yes, I did. Okay, good for me. Even with all the technical problems, what can we do? So everyone, I want to thank you so much for watching and listening and putting up with my technology again next week. I'm going to try something totally new. I don't know what yet, but I'm going to try something totally new, and I'm sure we'll figure it out one of these days. So thank you so much for watching, and remember, if you have a problem, if something's bothering you, accept it and then figure out a way to redirect. Redirect your thoughts. Accept and redirect. You can follow me at ColleenVanderZijden.com, PsychicMediumColleen.com, Facebook, Colleen VanderZijden, Medium and Intuitive Life Coach, LilydaleAssembly.org, and Lilydale Assembly Incorporated on Facebook. Steve, so we should be happy if someone pulls out in front of us, then drive slow. Yes, Steve. Yes, Steve, and let me tell you why. Because I was driving down the road one time and came across an accident that happened right in front of me. 3 seconds. If I had been 3 seconds ahead of time, I could have been in that accident. So, yes, they're just stopping you from getting in an accident. Yes, they are. Isn't that awesome? Yes, everything. I love it. Well, thank you so much for watching. And I will see you next week one way or another. If I have to drive to all your houses, I will see you. Okay. Have a good week. I'll see you later. Bye.